Richard's Fire and Flood has been on scene for some of the most traumatic disasters to hit Cornwall over the years, including that Boscastle flood and the day that heavy rain washed out the Eden Project. Now, it may have seemed to the untrained eye that it was an impossible task to restore properties once a wall of muddy water had surged through. However, fully trained technicians were sent in to stabilise buildings and dry out walls and furniture. Now, these same experts also get scrambled in the aftermath of catastrophic fires. Now, the teams that go in to restore and stabilise properties are made up of full-time technicians and also part-time technicians who are also fully trained. Richford's Fire and Flood is looking to build up that team ready for winter 2011. With me is Michael Cooper from Richford's Fire and Flood. Just tell me about what these flexitechs, as you call them, are.
Well, a flexitech is a member of our staff that works here at Richford's Fire and Flood on the valuable work of restoring people's properties and contents following fires, floods and all kinds of insurance claims. And our flexitech team work with our core full-time technicians to carry out that work. The flexitechs work on a basis of a flexible contract, hence flexitech, but they're a member of our staff, so they come in, they receive all the British Damage Management Association training, they work with our staff, come to our staff meetings, but effectively they don't work full-time. So if I paint a picture of a situation that might occur in a typical sort of day in the life of a flexitech, if you imagine a situation on a Friday afternoon, it's been a reasonably warm day, and the person in question might have been at home enjoying their retirement income. In fact, one of our flexitechs would probably be at home restoring his vintage motorbike that he'd been working on for some time. And he might receive a call saying that a fire has occurred in a property in Camborne, let's say, and is he available to work on Monday? And the work he'll be doing would be going with one of our full-time technicians to the property to carry out the valuable work of restoration and helping the member of our community recover from this incident. In this example, the flexitech is available, so he agrees to come in on Monday and go with our technician to carry out this valuable work. So that work might carry out over the space of a week, and they work with our full-time technicians to restore this person's property, and then head back to the depot, return the equipment and return home. And so what you can see is most of our flexitechs either have a supplemented income through a retirement pension, or perhaps they run a tourism business, which makes them very busy in the summer but quieter in the winter months. And our business has peaks and troughs as well, depending on when surge events happen, tend to be in the winter. And we need to boost the number of technicians we have available. And the flexitech model works really well. They're members of our team, they receive all the same training, yet they are available to respond when a large incident comes in, such as a fire or serious flooding event.
Okay, so what can someone who applies for this position expect in the way of remuneration, hours, those sort of things?
Well, first off, you can get an idea of what it's like to be a flexitech on our website. There's an article called A Week in a Life of a Flexitech, and that gives a lot of information about what it might be like to work for Richford's Fire and Flood as a flexible technician. The flexitech concept is obviously designed to be flexible, both for us as an employer and for the member of staff in question. So the contract that is offered is effectively a 0 hours contract, so there's no guarantee of hours. Although, as you might imagine, as a very busy business within the local area, and as insurance claims happen all the time, the flexitechs are a hugely valuable part of our resource, and in fact tend to get used rather a lot. But the flexibility means that if they're not available, if they've got something else to do, they say, actually, sorry, you know, this week I'm not available. Equally, the following week they might be available, and we appreciate that level of availability. The flexitech rate is based on £8.50 an hour, and they earn that through all the hours that they're working. So, for example, if they came in at 8 o'clock in the morning to go out to a fire in St Austell and didn't return till 6, they earn that rate right the way through. And, of course, they're afforded all of the same rights as any employee.
And if you want to become a Richford's Flexitech, just go on to richfords.com and download the application form.